because we got the alternative energy. Right. Nuclear free autonomy.
And welcome to the Radioactive Show, produced at the studios of 3CR Melbourne and heard nationally on the Community Radio Network.
Morena. I'm here with Mick.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody. We've just returned from a beautiful trip out on Gugatha country with the wonderful Auntie Sue Hazeldine. And then we're also in Adelaide for a rally with the West Mallee Protection Group.
It was fantastic to follow up the Rockhole recovery trip with a protest rally. We started out at the Australian Space Agency, so on North Terrace in Adelaide, on unceded Kaurna land, and had a really fantastic crowd. We had people travel all the way over, a busload of people from Melbourne. We had crew returning from the Rockhole recovery trip. We had four generations of Gugatha people traveled down from far west South Australia for the rally. We had an incredible lineup of speakers join and pull together, yeah, so many of the issues that are involved in Southern Launch's rocket testing at the Kanibba rocket testing range, which stretches out over Gugatha country and beautiful sacred sites in the Seven Sisters songline. Incredible, pristine, stunted mallee woodland filled with incredibly beautiful and some threatened creatures. And yeah.
So let's hear from some of the speakers today. First up, we have Bonnie Brody, who welcomed us on country, and Auntie Sue.
I'd like to welcome you all on Kaurna land today. My welcome is short and sweet, just like the woman who handed it down to me, my grandmother. I'm here today in support of Auntie Sue, which I have ties to Auntie Sue from my grandmother, but she's also my grandfather's relation. So I'm grateful to be here to support her today with her fight. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. That was wonderful. Now, my name's Sue Hazeldine. I'm sort of the ringleader of this rally. I'd like to welcome everybody here today in support of keeping rockets and any other dangerous missiles off of country so that our culture, our land, our animals, ourselves can all feel safe and continue into the future for future generations. Because on that land, apart from the animals that are at risk, we have our pharmacy, our school, our church, our shopping centres, because everything is there we need. The pharmacy is our bush medicines. The school is where we teach our children. Shopping centre is where we get all our food off the land. And the church is our spirituality. Our old people are still living on country. Country is not abandoned. And because no one is permanently living there yet, people tend to think that it's uninhabited, but it's not. All the animals that survive need that country to survive are out there. They can't speak for themselves, they just left to die most of the time. So with our help, hopefully we can protect everything that's worth protecting on country and keep all warmongers out. Thank you all for coming today.
So you're just listening to Auntie Sue, and now we're going to hear from Reid, who is the Nuclear Free Coordinator here in Melbourne. And Reid's going to talk about what West Mallee, the West Mallee Protection Group, have been doing and organising an incredible group of people gathering around Auntie Sue to support this campaign.
Hi everyone, I'm Reid and I'm representing today the West Mallee Protection Group, which is a small collective that has formed around Auntie Sue to support her fight to protect her country from increased militarisation. We're here today on Kaurna Yarra at the Australian Space Agency, because the Australian Space Agency is supposed to be the regulator for the space industry. They work closely with a company called Southern Launch, who have embarked on a missile testing, a missile testing project on Gugatha country in partnership with the Australian military. and several multi-billion dollar weapons companies, including French company Thales, who arm Israel's genocide in Palestine.
Shame.
Hello. just a bit of moral support here from Ani Sue, because I'm pretty nervous. So I just wanted to share that the CEO of Southern Launch, Lloyd Damp, started the company in 2017 while he was in the Australian Defence Force, working on modelling and simulation for weapons systems. And the Australian government has since given Southern Launch 8 grants totalling over $8 million of taxpayer money. $6.4 million came directly from the Australian Defence Force. Together, Southern Launch, the military, and the companies they're contracted with are using the so-called Kniber test range for military and weapons development purposes, including hypersonic missile testing. These tests threaten Gugutha sacred sites, endangered animals, and the incredible biodiversity of the desert. Southern Launch also claim that the range is uninhabited, yet have knowingly set off a rocket whilst Ani Su was out on country overseeing significant cultural sites in the area. Shame. As Claire G. Coleman wrote in her recent article in support of Ani Su, the only way for a place in Australia to be uninhabited is by the forced removal of traditional owners. Shame on Southern Launch.
Shame.
Recently, Ani Su produced a formal statement of no consent, a document explicitly outlining that she says no to the operations of the so-called Kniber test range. This statement was hand-delivered to Southern Launch and every company who holds contracts to use their test ranges all around the world. People visited companies across 4 continents, including this one, where Queensland, South Australia and Victoria got visits, Montreal, Los Angeles, South Korea, company offices in France and Germany. Not a single one of these companies can claim to not know that a senior Gugutha elder with immense cultural authority has said no to their operations. Weapons testing and development is not welcome on Gugutha country. The statement of no consent attracted media attention, but not a single one of the companies has replied or taken up Ani Su's offer to meet with her on country. Shame.
Shame.
Today we're starting a new phase of the campaign to put public pressure on politicians that have legislative powers to halt the operations at the Kniber test range. So we're targeting 3 ministers with a letter writing campaign, and their contact details on the back of this flyer. The first is Tim Ayres, who is the Minister for Science, Innovation and Industry. He has legislative powers under the Space Launch and Returns Act of 2018, which means he's the one with the ability to influence directly the launches and returns at the Kniber test range. Murray Watt is the Federal Environment Minister, who's empowered to protect threatened species and habitat. And Peter Malinauskas, I'm not sure if you've heard of him, but as well as being the Premier, he is also the Minister for Defence and Space Industries. So at the end of this rally, after we've walked down Rundle Mall and talked some more at Parliament Steps, we'll have a barbecue at War Memorial Park opposite the Festival Centre. We'd love for you all to stay for a sausage and to help to start Ani Su's letter writing push. We'll also be having a letter writing event here on Garner Yata at Rewind Studios on Wednesday the 22nd of October from 5 to 8pm. And also on Wurundjeri country in so-called Melbourne on Saturday the 18th of December at Black Spark. All the details will be on the Instagram West Mallee Protection. So follow us on Instagram. Please reach out if you've got ideas or want to help out. And yeah, join us afterwards in the park to learn more and write on some beautiful postcards that we've prepared to send to these politicians. Let's amplify Ani Su's message and get Southern Launch off sacred Gugutha country. Thank you.
So you're just hearing from Reid from the West Mallee Protection Group and also the Nuclear Free Collective here in Naam. And we just want to push. If you're on Instagram, if you're on the social medias, please give them a follow. West Mallee Protection, you just look it up. They've got some wonderful posts and we'll keep you informed with what is going on with the campaign. And also, there's as Reid said, there's the letter writing here in Naam at Black Spark on the October the 18th. And then also one in Adelaide at Rewind Studios on Wednesday the 22nd of October from 5 to 8pm. So get down there, and if you want to organise your own letter writing group, if you're not in NAM or you can't make it on the day, Katie Pye, that's all good. Get a little group together and do some letter writing. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to hear now, another one of the speakers. This is also outside the Australian Space Agency North Terrace in Adelaide. Dr. Kate Wiley joined us. She's from Doctors for the Environment and gave a really powerful, rousing speech also.
Good on you for all turning up here today to stand in solidarity with Aunty Sue and what's happening up there on Gugu country. Obviously, I acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. I want to pay my respects to First Nations people here today. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Yeah, exactly right. At Doctors for the Environment Australia, we understand that you need a healthy planet to have healthy people. Now that doesn't seem like rocket science to us, but it seems to have escaped the understanding of the rocket scientists of the Southern Launch Company. You know, because the testing that they're doing up on that country is not healthy for people and it's not healthy for the planet. The first way it's not healthy is that there is no consent being given. Now, in medicine, consent is a cornerstone of the way we think. If we're going to do a procedure, we need to consent. We have to give people information of the risks and benefits of a procedure, of having it or not having it. And there is no way known that you can say that these people have been properly consented to rocket testing on their land. Shame on them.
Shame.
You know, and you've got to acknowledge that we're the part of the world that this is in, where there is such a terrible history of colonial destruction with the nuclear testing, that this rocket testing must really hit hard, that it must be an absolutely traumatising experience. And I just really want to acknowledge how bad that must be. The other way it is not healthy is it is destroying Seven Sisters Dreaming. And so destroying that dreaming is bad for cultural health, it's bad for spiritual health, social health, psychological health, physical health. This is an unhealthy project, unhealthy for people. It's unhealthy for the environment, up there. There we have very pristine Mallee environment. We know in Australia that the Mallee environment's endangered. The Mallee fowl is an endangered species in most of Australia. All these other beautiful critters and all these cool signs that everybody's holding up, right? All these other beautiful critters that are living up there, the snakes and the lizards and also the beautiful flowers and everything, endangered because of this testing. That is not healthy. And here we are living in the sixth great mass extinction event of our planet's history. Maybe it's time that we stop wrecking good country. Maybe we should stop putting more nails in that coffin and do the right thing by our beautiful country. When we have good land, let's leave it alone, leave the land as it is. And you know, I really want to, you know, echo Aunty Sue's sentiment about leave the land as it is. And I reckon you all want to say it with me. Let's all say it together. Leave the land as it is. Because, you know, nature's being destroyed as we know, and all across Australia nature's in trouble. We see it in the reefs, we see it in the rivers, we see it in the kelp forests, and of course we see it in South Australia with the algal bloom. And anybody who's been down the reef, down the beach recently knows how bad nature is suffering right now in this state. Right, you know, you walk down the beach and what do you see? You see dead fish, you see dead dolphins, you see dead turtles on the shore. And here is the lesson for us to learn, that what we do to nature, we do to ourselves. And absolutely the bloom is showing that, because what are we seeing now in healthcare? Breathing difficulties. I'm a doctor, I just want you to all know, breathing's important, just in case you haven't figured it out yet. Right, skin problems, loss of ability, you know, fishers, people, they can't, you know, there's no fish left, so loss of livelihood, loss of ability to put food on the table, mental health concerns. And you know, here we are, another bit of country being threatened. What's the best way to heal it? What's the best way to heal country and keep country healthy? Here we go, we get to say it again. Leave the land as it is. Another good thing that's happening with the rocket testing, what do you reckon rocket testings do for climate change? You send up some rocket fuel into the atmosphere, spews out some greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, adding further to global heating. Climate change, greatest health problem facing humanity, according to the World Health Organization. A couple of weeks ago, the government released the National Climate Risk Assessment. What did it say? Climate risk to health is severe. Climate risk to the environment is severe. How do we protect our environment? How do we protect pristine country? Leave the land as it is. Now, the people up there will be justifying the work they do, saying, oh, you know, but we're testing these pharmaceuticals up in space. We're going to make these really cool pharmaceuticals without gravity, and they're going to be really stable molecules, and won't that be a boon to the health of humanity? Well, you know, like as a doctor, I've written a few scripts in my time. But what I can't understand is, like, what a bloody expensive way that must be to make a pharmaceutical, right? You know, as I've said, expensive to the health of the humans who live in that country. It's expensive to the Mallee regions, expensive to our climate, expensive to our environment, and most of all, how about expensive to our hip pocket, right? And who ends up paying for health expenses? We do. The taxpayer pays for it. And I reckon, you know, if I had control over the tax dollar for health, I think maybe we should spend that money on water security, greening spaces, creating universal healthcare, ambulances, crazy things like that. And the most important point, and my last point that I will leave with today, is that the cheapest, most efficacious, the thing that keeps people well and out of hospital, and the thing that is best for the health of humans and the best for our planet, is prevention, is to not do the harm in the first place. And that is what this project represents. This project is harmful to humanity. This project is without consent, and there's harm in that. So fundamentally, let's say it really, really loudly this time, so that the people on the top floor of that building can hear us loudly and proudly saying one last time, leave the land as it is. Good on you. Thank you very much. Cheers.
A powerful speech there by Dr. Katie Wiley. Leave the land as it is. Our health cannot be extricated from the health of the land. So thank you, Dr. Katie Wiley, for that cordial. We have a community service announcement. It's the Zine Fair in a couple of weekends' time on October the 25th down at Eddy Gardens in the community room from 2 to 5 p.m. There's going to be Old Country Calling. We'll have a stall with some zines there related to the Rockhole trip, related to what's been going on for this campaign. So please head down, and it'll be a wonderful afternoon with lots and lots of different kind of zines available for you to peruse and maybe purchase.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That is going to be a fantastic day.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Yes. I wish I could be there. We are going to take a little music break. We are going to play Unity by Bart Willoughby. And Bart was born in 1960 at Kanibba Mission. And he is Pitjantjatjara and Murning on his mother's side and Gugatha on his father's side. So we thought perfect song for today's show. Yeah. Focus on Gugatha lands.
That was Bart Willoughby. And now we're going to hear from Aunty Sue to sign us off for the day. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Radioactive Show. And there'll be more sharing of the wonderful speeches from the rally in shows to come. So come on back, listen on back.
That's right. You can listen back to our podcast. You can find all our shows at 3cr.org.au/radioactive. You can find us on Instagram also, and you can get in contact with us via email, radioactiveshow.3cr@gmail.com. And a big shout out, as always, to the Nuclear Free Collective at Friends of the Earth Melbourne for the ongoing support for the show, and to the Community Radio Network that gets this program out to community radio stations across the continent every week. Let's finish with Aunty Sue. She's speaking on unceded Kaurna lands on the steps of South Australia Parliament.
Okay, everybody, thanks again for coming. The reason that I've brought the campaign to the city is because for years and years I've been fighting to protect country against all comers. And it seems like we're not getting anywhere. So when the threats of the rockets came along, like almost like another Maralinga when they sent that rocket over the top of my head on country, I thought, oh yeah, here we go again. No respect for people on country, no respect for anything. So I thought, okay, we've got to get the word out. And one of the best ways that I could think of was to bring it to the city. So we've traveled a long way to get here to let people in the city know about the struggle that we're having back on country. And it's not just my country either, it's all over Australia, the same struggles are going on. And our rocket launches are going to trash our country, so is the rocket launching that's been given the go-ahead at Whalers Way just out of Port Lincoln. They will kill the little southern emu wrens. There's only about 700 of those left. And those little people can't speak for themselves, like I've said before. So we need all the help we can get to stop this destruction, stop the war materials that are being tested. America, take your own rockets back into your country if you're going to send them off. Don't land them in ours. Charles, go back to France. Do your missile testing back there. High Impulse, keep your stuff in Germany. You know, we don't need it here. And it was that high impulse rocket that went over the top of my head on country. And that was not good. We just watched it going over the top and said, where are you going to land? But it didn't land on us, thank God. We were still here to fight another day. And thank you, everyone. And I really, really hope that the word gets out to, you know, right to your parliament, politicians, whoever you think might listen, to stop this destruction now before the destruction destroys us, and it will if it's not stopped. And they don't need to destroy space, they've already mostly destroyed Earth. Leave space alone as well, because we can depend on space. I mean, the Seven Sisters are up there, so we've got to look for them too. And you know, it's just everything. Look after country, country will look after us. Thank you all again.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.